Israel's stepped-up military campaign against the Palestinians has triggered rage in the Arab world. For the past week, demonstrators have taken to the streets from Saudi Arabia to Morocco. The protests are aimed at Israel, but they also highlight the growing pressure that Arab governments are feeling from their own people. From Beirut, NPR's Kate Seeley reports.
At a recent rally in downtown Beirut, an estimated 10,000 people turned out to protest Israeli actions against the Palestinians. Like many here, 19-year-old student Ali Ahmed blames Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon for the current Middle East crisis.
He is the one against peace. We are all with peace. All Islam, Islam is the only religion for peace.
At another rally, thousands of people protesting U.S. support for Israel rushed a barricade near the American embassy, only to be repelled by tear gas and water cannons. Similar clashes between protesters and police have taken place in Egypt and Jordan, the only two Arab countries with ties to Israel. Protesters like activist Amira Sulla have demanded that Arab governments sever all relations with the Jewish state. Braving a cold rain, Sulla says Arab demonstrators are increasingly frustrated by their leaders' inaction.
There's a strong feeling of helplessness from the people because at the leadership level we're not identifying with the silence of our leaders. And we really want to do something. We want to show that we object to what's happening in Palestine and we want something done.
In an effort to diffuse growing public anger, Egypt announced yesterday that it was scaling back diplomatic contacts with Israel. Analyst Paul Salem of the Faris Foundation in Beirut says Egypt's move signals displeasure with Israel's actions, but is largely ineffectual and will do little to appease Arab frustration.
The Israelis are occupying Palestinian towns, killing Palestinians, cutting off all kinds of water and power supplies, and. So that type of reaction, limiting diplomatic ties, certainly doesn't seem to the Egyptian or the Arab population much of a pressure or threat on Israel.
Salem says countries like Egypt and Jordan are largely dependent on U.S. aid and hence don't dare take bolder actions, while other Arab states, he says, can do little more than spout anti-Israeli rhetoric. Mohammed Ali Khalidi, a professor of philosophy at the American University of Beirut, says Arab leaders presented a solution to the Arab-Israeli crisis at last week's summit in Beirut, but were rebuffed by the Sharon government. Khalidi says in doing so, Sharon humiliated Arab leaders, especially in the eyes of Arab youth.
Here they are at their weakest hour proposing a very innocuous peace plan, and the Israelis are not even willing to give it a hearing. It doesn't just discredit the Arab leaders, I think, in the eyes of a lot of young people in the Arab world. It discredits the whole idea of peacemaking.
Khalidi says many of his own very westernized students have become radicalized by the current situation. And in protests here, young Lebanese have expressed support for military action against Israel. Since Saturday, Lebanese Hezbollah guerrillas have carried out a series of attacks on Israeli troops in a disputed region along the Lebanese-Israeli border. Khalidi says Hezbollah's actions are dangerous and risk harsh Israeli retaliation, but they enjoy the support of many.
In the eyes of a lot of people in the Arab world, it's the absolute minimum to put pressure on Israel on another front.
The United States considers Hezbollah a terrorist group, and in a speech calling on Israel to withdraw from Palestinian-controlled territories today, Bush urged Arab nations to do more to crack down on terrorism. But Paul Salem says Arab leaders have been so angered by recent U.S. support of Israel, they may be unwilling to offer further cooperation in the U.S.-led war on terror. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Beirut.